I was smart, I would have. Anyway, I'm going to try to figure that out later. What's up, fam? Welcome to the Mostly Normal Gamers Podcast, episode 170. Today is May 10th, 2023. I'm your host, John Swanson. Joining me today is Stellar Smalls. How's it going?
Super duper.
Okay, good. And James?
You're keeping, like, the if I was smart part of your opening in the opening, right?
Yeah.
We get the implications that you are not smart.
Yeah, I like to keep all that. I like to keep some of the stuff in there. I think it makes it sound more organic, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's conversational.
Yeah, and people learn way more about you.
Yeah, which is important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Cool. I'm doing good.
Good, good. Well, yeah, let's get into the lowdown. I added to it because we have more stuff. Pretty soon this show is just going to be lowdown.
That's yeah, all we'll be like, you'll finish the lowdown, and that's all we have time for today. And
yeah, exactly.
Now with the outro, so and you just fill out with the outro, which is just the lowdown in reverse.
Yeah, exactly. if you want to be part of the conversation, you can hit us up on Twitter at MN Gamers Podcast. You can email us, podcast@mostlynormalgamers.com. Check out our newsletter, mngamers.substack.com. Our website is also mostlynormalgamers.com if you want to check that out. You can send us a voicemail or text message to 507-291-2991. And the new things, you can watch us stream live at twitch.tv/mostlynormalgamers, which we're doing right now.
What?
And
we're live.
You can check out, yeah, it's true. We're in the future, guys. I don't know if you realize that, but we're here. The future is now.
Finally.
I know, right? And then I also post the video on demand on the Mostly Normal Gamers YouTube channel. So you can just go to YouTube and add our channel and watch it there. But
today, have a YouTube?
Yeah. And we've had a YouTube.
Learning new things every day.
I know. We've had a YouTube since the inception of this show, which I did realize today.
Beautiful.
You know, you're in the shower sometimes and you just have weird random thoughts. I was thinking about how I post every episode, or like for the past like 2 or 3 years, I've been putting it as season 3. Like I'm pretty sure next month this will begin the 5th year of this show. Which is fucking crazy, I think.
It is crazy. But still because, in season 3, so it's been the longest season.
No, that's my point. Anime.
It's like anime, where some seasons just go on for like 40 episodes, and then others are 10.
Yeah,
who
there you go.
Like anime?
Bad people.
Yeah.
Chrissy's. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So I'm just going to go from season 3, and then we're just going to skip season 4, and then in like June sometime, I'm going to switch it over to season 5, and then it'll be accurate.
Perfect.
Anyway, yeah. So check out the video on demand and stuff. I saw people are watching it, so I mean, it's kind of cool. I don't know. It's like a whole new thing. I don't know. I dig it. But anyway, what we thought we would do in this show, because it's going to come out on the same day as the what's it called? Zelda? Is that it?
Shut your face. Tears of the Kingdom, and you know it.
Yeah, Tears. How do you know it's not Tears of the Kingdom?
Tears. I actually took the I did do this. I took the I don't know, the press release thing when they first announced it, and I swapped its language to some other language, and then I translated that language back just to see if it translated the same way. And yeah, it's tears. It's tears, not tears. Sorry. So I was really curious.
It's still not as good as your title, which is way better.
My title, yeah, Breath of the Wild 2, Wilder Breath, is still the best possible name they could have went with, and they dropped the ball.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're gonna talk about because, I mean, we all love Zelda. And we don't necessarily need to talk about Breath of the Wild only. I do want to talk briefly about what we've been playing, because I've been playing... I finished Metroid, James. Guess how long that game took me to finish?
The very first Metroid?
No, Metroid Prime.
I know, I'm just... I'm,
yeah. Oh, yes. Okay.
It took you, let me guess, it took you about 18 hours.
Oh my gosh, how do you know that?
I just took a stab at it. I figured a long run of that game is 12 to 15 hours, and you probably went a good chunk over.
Based on how frustrated I was, I think you deduced that much. Yeah, I don't... I'm not going to knock the game, man. I do think...
But you
it's
are.
It's weird... Well, I mean, I'm going to knock it in certain regards. Like, I think it's weird that we live in a day and age where, like, we remaster games and stuff, but we don't, like, put in modern niceties that we've gotten used to. Like, there's no fast travel. Like, you can't go from save point to save point. And I know your argument that it's about exploration, but whatever. Let me finish. You also can't skip cutscenes, which is super frustrating. Because I played a lot of those bosses way more frequently than I wanted to. And, yeah, it's just, it is also my fault, because when I started it, I played it a little bit, and then, like, 2 weeks passed, and I played it a little bit more, and then a week passed, and I played a little bit more, so I was, like, I didn't even know I was supposed to be going after the, what do you call those things? You had to collect, like, 12 of them?
Chozo artifacts?
Yeah, I didn't even know I was, like, I had to get those. So I wasn't even really looking for them until you asked me about them. So, clearly I wasn't paying rapt attention to the things going on in the game. So, and I'm not saying it's a shit game. I think it is a good game, and especially for the time it came out, man. Like, that, we also forget that, like, first-person platforming is not easy. It's, like, really hard to do, and they did a great job of it. I just think in order for that game to be like what they... I just think it should have had some updates that were nice. That's all. But overall, I mean, it's a Metroid game. I won't play it again. But it made me... I'm glad I played it, because I don't know that I'm going to play Metroid Prime 4. Because I'm just like... I don't know that I want to do this again. I don't
Fair
know.
Fair enough. Oh, I just... I can't disagree with you more, but I get it. I understand. I understand the point, the perspective of it, right? Like, it's if a game's not jiving with you from its, like, base fundamental gameplay flow, then 18 hours of it is not going to jive with you, right? Like, it's, you can usually tell how a game is going to be within the first 3 or 4 hours of playing it, and if you're playing any more than that and you don't like it, then really you should probably just go, you know what? It's probably not for me. And I, like, yeah. I'll play a game for a couple hours because I know that most games have that 2 hour to, like, 3 hour intro bit that really does, like, they don't let you have full freedom until you get past that. And everybody's like, oh, you gotta get past that one bit, and then it gets really good. And it's just like, you just gotta kind of tough it out and feel it, and if it's you're not feeling it, that's how I felt with, like, I was playing some Redfall, and I think I played 3 hours of it, and I don't feel like I got anywhere. I was just more frustrated than anything, and it's not knocking. Well, I mean, it is not. It's totally knocking. I told you guys, Chrissy was watching me play the game, and she even said, "What made you want to play this game?" She's like, it doesn't look good. And I just said, it's brand new. It's supposed to be, like, the next thing from a studio that I've always kind of enjoyed. And, yeah, I'm not really having fun. And that's when I kind of turned it off. I think I went to a helicopter crash in the game and farted around a bit. But, yeah, I was not having a good time playing it. And so I guess...
Arcane did Dishonored, right?
Yes. Yeah. Great game. Yeah. And they did the reimagining of Prey, which was really good, but I had to turn that game off only because my loading times for that game was like, it felt like 10 minutes. Like, they were brutal loading times. And then if you died, you had to load it again. I think I got, like, knocked back. Like, I something happened, I lost a bunch of progress, and I just said, fuck it.
Because, did you play it at launch?
Yes.
Okay. You should maybe go back and try it, because I know that game had a ton of problems, like, okay, right at launch. especially even on the PC version, I know. Because that was one IGN reviewed and then re-reviewed it. Because I think the reviewer couldn't even finish the game because of the bugs and stuff.
Interesting.
And yeah, so I would recommend you, because you have Xbox Live, right? Or Xbox whatever.
Yeah. Game Pass. It's on Game Pass?
Yeah. It should be, because they own whatever now. And I mean, I didn't personally like it. I don't love Sims. I've never been a big fan of, like, Deus Ex. And then you add in the horror element, and it's like, I just didn't, it didn't, but I know a lot of people that really like that game. I think that's one of those games that, like, when it first came out, didn't really hit, and then 2 or 3 years later, people started really appreciating it for what it was.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, I don't think you'll have those problems now.
I'll give it another shot.
Speaking of games with problems, did you finish Star Wars Jedi Survivor?
World credits.
Is it pretty short?
I wouldn't say it's short. I didn't do a lot of, like, the extra stuff. I started doing it, but then it's like I kept getting, like, cosmetic stuff, and I was like, I don't really care. I already had my character looking the way my Cal Kestis was looking the way I wanted him to. He's wearing the outfit I liked. Every other outfit I picked up just paled in comparison to it. And I pretty much kept his starting outfit, like that leather half-breasted jacket that he wears. And then I had, like, a shirt underneath that has, like, short, like, it rolled up sleeves and then, like, bracers and, or van braces, yeah, I guess. Bracers. I can't remember. But he's, and then I got him with, like, the crew cut and the Frank Zappa face.
Oh, yeah.
Facial hair.
I saw that. And I was like, when you posted it on.
And I, I ran around with, what was my two weapon sets for it was, the cross guard one, because I like the big, heavy, chunky swings for bosses, and then, pistol and the blaster and sword, and I just made my blaster look like the old Nintendo Zapper, the orange and white
nice.
Nintendo Zapper.
Yeah.
It was great. It looked so much like it, too, like, and it's one of those things that it popped enough that it was recognizable. You, like, doll up your lightsaber or whatever, and it's like you barely notice it at all that it's been changed. But that Zapper, Nintendo Zapper, looked so good. Everything.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the last stance.
I got a, you haven't yet? I got a shot.
That must be the one you're talking about.
Yeah, the cross guard. That's, like, the heavy sword attack, essentially. But yeah, I got a shot of him, like a screen cap of him holding the gun like this, and it was just, like, so good. I was like, I fucking love this.
I don't know.
I think I talked about the game, like in the group chat, where I was saying that, like, the difference between Redfall's issues and the difference between, like, Star Wars' issues is Star Wars was a fundamentally fun game, but it was marred by technical, like, problems. It was driving me nuts, but I still wanted to play it because it was enjoyable to play. Whereas I think Redfall just does not have that enjoyability that makes me want to play it. Like, I'm just...
Yeah.
And then when,
suffers,
like,
the opposite problem.
Yeah. And the technical stuff comes in, it's like, that's not gonna... Fixing the technical stuff doesn't make it a better game. It just makes the bad game play better, right? Like, it's just, I don't know.
Right.
I shouldn't say it's a bad game. I'm sure there's people out there that fucking love it and are jiving with it. I did not. And I know there's a wealth of reviews that did not.
I also played the DLC for Dead Cells, the Castlevania DLC for Dead Cells.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool.
Okay.
Because you get new weapons and new... Like, all sort of outfits and that, and they have enemies and stuff. That game's really hard, though, man. Did you ever play Dead Cells?
I did not. No, I tried it, I think, once on my phone with the Backbone controller, and it was it was not responding very well, so I was like, all right, maybe I'll save this for...
Screw it.
A console experience, and then I just never went back to it.
Angie, did you ever play Dead Cells?
I think I tried like a minute or two of it. I didn't really get into it too much because I was like, meh.
It's hard because it's a roguelite, so you like a run can take you 5 minutes or it can take you an hour and a half.
Right.
And then if you don't beat the boss, like I got to the final boss a handful of times, but it was like to get to the final boss, you have to invest like an hour and a half of your time to get there. And this is the same way. To beat the Castlevania DLC, you have to get to what would be the final boss. It's just the final boss is Dracula or whatever. So I don't know that I'll keep playing it, but it is very cool. And it was only $10 for a pretty decent amount of content. So, Angie, what you been playing?
I told James that on the last recording, I guess, or last pod, that I was going to finish Tunic, and I have not done that. And I feel really bad about it. I've been playing Breath of the Wild. That's all I've been playing.
I know a lot of people, James, you've been playing that on stream, right?
I beat it on stream.
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive. And you guys are still stoked for the new one.
Good games are good.
Yeah, I do. I've always thought about like doing that, like with Jedi Survivor just came out. Like it crosses my mind to go back and play the other one, but I always get worried that I'm gonna get tired of that gameplay. And then I think even good games, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but even a good game gets old after a while, you know.
I was being cheeky. I am still excited for it. What I did with Breath of the Wild is I just did a beeline through the game. I didn't like do the exploration that I love to do in that game. I just went, which guardian do I take down first? And chat said the bird, so we went and did the bird. Then they said the camel, then they said the elephant, then the lizard. And we just went boom, 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 grabbed the master sword along the way, and then went and fought Ganon. I did, like, no story elements to that game. Like, I skipped all of the memories, just went and beat the game. And that was all I needed to do with chat, because like they're there just to watch me play games, and I just wanted to be like, hey, let's fuck around with Breath of the Wild, because I wanted to get back to that point where I could play it confidently, because that's always the thing. The controls in that game are not super intuitive, and so it takes a while of playing before you get back on point with playing that game. And I just wanted to get that skill level at least halfway there, so when Tears of the Kingdom comes out, I'm not just hot garbage playing that game.
Yeah.
Is that what you did for when you played it the first time around, that order of guardians?
No, I did elephant, lizard, bird, camel the first time. And then when I did hard mode, I did camel, bird, lizard, elephant.
Did y'all ever finish the DLC? Like, you know, there was that one where you go from level 1 to 100 or something like that.
Oh, I didn't do that. I did the one where you have to find all the hidden locations, and then you fight the monk at the end, like the super boss. And that boss was so hard, but like one of the best fights in the game.
I didn't go through all the DLC, but I did a good amount of it.
Yeah. I got the bike. Go remember back getting and play the bike.
That was fun. Oh, yeah.
I did not find the bike an enjoyable experience.
Oh, but really? That's right. Unfortunate.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It's just like, you need a lot more flat spaces to utilize that bike, and there's just so many hills and cliffs and mountains in that game that it's just like, well, I guess I ran. It was the same problem with the horses, right? You'd have the horses, and then you'd, like, ride them to a certain point, and then you're like, well, I guess I gotta get off and start climbing, or jump off this cliff and glide somewhere. Like, it's just, I often would just forget about my horse and never use it.
Just leave the horse, like, see you later, bye.
Yeah, I got the big old, we got the big old chonky one, and we leave him at a stable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, so what do you guys want to talk about with Zelda topics? Or wait, Angie, what else have you been playing? Breath of the Wild? And that's it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay.
I've just been hammering out Breath of the Wild. I just beat the lizard.
Nice.
Yesterday? yesterday.
Is that, which order are you doing the beasts in?
The first time I did it, it was elephant, lizard, camel, bird.
Mm.
I think, if I remember correctly. And so far I'm doing it the same elephant that I did the lizard, but I think I'm going to go for the bird and then the camel.
Get that. But that I haven't. Jump.
Yeah, that's what I would. That's what I've noticed. I'm like, it'd be really awesome to have that special or that power in this certain space. But then I think all of the powers would be helpful. So no matter how you do it, I think it would, you know, they'd be helpful. I don't know.
What was your favorite design for the Divine Beasts?
Like, which Divine Beast did I like
the most?
The design best?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Not the lizard. I don't think. He's a hot mess on the inside, that's for sure. And it really creeps me out when he points, you know, the laser at the castle, right? And he's like, "We're gonna defeat Ganon, yay!" But the face opens up.
Yeah.
Like a the movie
Demogorgon from whatchamacallit, or
I'm thinking Tremors. Like,
yes,
have you ever seen the movie?
Yeah, a graboid from Tremors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Creeps me out. I don't know. I think I would say the camel.
Yes. Woo! I love the camel.
I think so the camel's cool. The best, and then I would say probably elephant.
Yeah.
After that,
I absolutely love the camel's design. I think it just looks so cool. I love it. It's like the whole, that whole area, like this whole like structure and everything, and like you raise, it's good. I like it. The the bird reminds me. Do you guys ever play Super Mario Sunshine?
Yeah.
And the bird reminds me of that sand block. Like you, there's a giant block bird that Mario has to do in one of his missions. And then flying up, you go up to the bird, I just every time get like flashbacks of that stupid flying sand bird. But that's that's what it reminds me of every time.
So what do you guys think, how can they make Tears of the Kingdom better?
Well, so something got announced today that I'm really excited for.
And from whom?
From like Nintendo officials. Like,
okay.
About the game 2 days before it comes out. Some people might not want this revealed, so maybe skip a couple, like a minute ahead or something.
Like spoiler?
Yeah, a potential spoiler right now if you want to go in blind.
I'm definitely not going to put a timestamp on it, I can tell you that.
But they've revealed that there are dungeons. Full-fledged dungeons, not just Divine Beasts. Like, these are actual...
Okay, so dungeons like in, for example, like a Link to the Past, where you go and defeat...
That's, like every like other that. Zelda game.
Like every other Zelda, yeah. Like every
basically,
other
basically, that's cool.
Yeah, that's how it should be. It's some people... say that that's how a Zelda game should be. Dungeons.
Calm.
I don't think...
I'm just making a point.
I don't think that it made Breath of the Wild a bad game, but I think that it's something I definitely missed. The Divine Beasts were the dungeons, and they were just not... They were not the same, right? And there was definitely something lacking in that regard. And the shrines kind of made up for that. Like, oh, here's the little puzzles that you always do. And the shrines are great. And I liked how bite-sized they were. Like, oh, I could, like, oh, I'm in, like, jump. I'm going somewhere, and I've got to wait, like, 5 minutes. So I'm just going to open up the switch and pound out a shrine or two, right? Like, that's the mentality I had with those shrines. And that's why I liked it. They were bite-sized. I can open up that game, do something, right? I can do a little Korok quest. I can do a shrine. I can get to climb a mountain to a new point, right? But the dungeons were definitely something that I really missed, and I'm so excited. They announced today that there's going to be dungeons. So.
Anyway. That is pretty crazy. Did you see, or do you think it's going to be like every other Zelda game where you would get a hookshot at the end of the dungeon or something like that, or do you think... I hope it's not, honestly.
I don't.
Funny that you mentioned that. Yeah. The hookshot? I miss the hookshot.
I do too. It's like one of the best.
Hear me out, though.
It's an iconic item.
The combination, the ability to fuse things, they've showed us is already like, you want a fire sword? Get a fire chew jelly and put it on your sword. Done. Fire sword. Right? Like, that's such a cool concept. And it mitigates the need of like, oh man, I really need a fire sword, but I'm in this area and now I'm going to have to leave and I'm going to go to this one location. I know there's going to be a fire sword there. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like that.
Or go find it somewhere.
Yes, exactly. But now by being able to essentially craft your own weapons on the fly, and even though they're temporary and they break over time, it's not going to be as punishing when like certain players really like that one type of weapon. And they just want to carry a bunch of that type of weapon because they just don't want to use it because they don't want to waste that weapon. Now we're going to be incentivized to use, waste, and just not worry about it because you just harvest more bits or pieces to make it. I think we're going to get something that's going to be similar to a hookshot in some regards with the abilities you can put on these weapons. There's no way there's not going to be like some sort of, you get a Liz, like, what are they, Liz Fulce or whatever? Liz Fulce tongue that you attach to an item? Like, could you imagine? Just like now the item launches out and like pulls things towards you or something like that? Like,
yeah.
We don't know the possibilities yet. I have a buddy, I should have told my buddy to like send me some deets, but he's been playing an illegal copy of it for the last week. And he's been like, dude, this game is so good. This, like, he hasn't spoiled anything for me.
No, it's nice, though, that he's able to play it. That's cool.
He's been playing it on his, what is it, the Steam Deck. And he's just like, he's like, oh my god, it's so good.
Dude, I think if they marry the two concepts of Breath of the Wild, where it was open world, and you didn't, like, go into dungeons, and the point wasn't to get these... special tools that open up different parts of the world, but if you, like you're saying, like if you put it back the dungeons and then make it to where you're still using your creativity to solve problems, like then I think it'll be something else.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's what they're gonna go after.
Well, I think Nintendo's smart. They've been listening to what we've, because like around Skyward Sword, fans were saying we need a change, right? We want something different. And there was a bit of a lull, but they came out with Breath of the Wild afterwards. And it was different. It was so different. And it's exactly that refresh we needed. And I think now we can take that sort of exploratory template, the original concept of Legend of Zelda, like when Miyamoto was like, he's like, oh, it's like imaginary. The game that I would play like with a stick in the backyard or in the forest. And this is the stuff that I would imagine just being like a little hero going out and saving the world, right? And that sort of sense of imagination and wonder and just being able to explore a world as a hero and save the day and kind of do whatever you want. That's all brought back into Breath of the Wild. And I hope if we get dungeons and if we get more, like, I'm okay with those semi-permanent weapons, like the Master Sword was or whatnot, but I preferred messing around with all the other things. The fact that we get to essentially craft our own weapons is going to change everything, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Craft your own and make them stronger, too.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome. And then you can take them back apart.
Yeah, I didn't like that the Master Sword wasn't, like, the thing. Like, I didn't like that.
What do you mean?
Like, in Breath of the Wild, like, it couldn't break, right? But it lost its power or whatever.
Yes.
Or what exactly was the thing with
it? It lost its power, does a ton of damage against the machines or whatever.
Yeah, then it recharged.
Oh, okay.
It could shoot a laser beam when you have full health, just like... normal.
Oh yeah.
And then while you're in Hyrule Castle, it lasts like 4-5 times as long. So pretty much you can run through that whole castle swinging at everything and and it won't lose its charge. And using it against Ganon is just, it's the best weapon against Ganon. So, the damage was so significant with the Master Sword, compared to, like, even weapons in their 60s against him, that it was the weapon to use in that regard. I think without it, you are greatly handicapped, and it's a much harder fight.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I really should go back and play Breath of the Wild one of these days. Probably won't.
Just play Tears of the Kingdom.
I am going to play the shit out of that game, probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, what other Zelda topics do you guys want to cover?
What is your favorite Zelda?
Ooh.
Angie, you have to go first.
No.
No? Uh-huh. James, do you want to go first?
I can go first. It's fine. My favorite Zelda is A Link to the Past. And I remember playing the original Zelda as a kid, and I remember going to daycare and, like, telling all the kids, like, oh, yeah, I got the blue ring, now my guy's blue, and I'm so strong, and all these things. Now I gotta save up money, I gotta buy this, like, I was just so excited to talk about, like, I was, like, figuring everything out. I was making little maps, I would draw little maps and stuff like that, and make all my plans and stuff, and I was so excited, and I think I was in grade 2 when my parents bought me A Link to the Past for my birthday. And I remember, because, like, I got a Super Nintendo, and then I never had any Zelda games on it. I just played Mario, whatever. But when they gave me A Link to the Past, I remember looking at the back going, like, this is Zelda? Like, just mind-blowing. like, the back of the box shows, like, full-color forests, and, like, there's trees, and, like, all the characters. It didn't even, like, faze me that Link had pink hair at the time. I was just like, this is the most incredible-looking game. And then they start up the game and it's raining, and there's all these raining and lightning effects, and like, when you exit that first dungeon, it's all sunny again, and I'm just like, oh my god, how is this possible? And I remember, like, that feeling when I got the Master Sword, and when I fought Aghanim for the first time, and I beat him, and I thought I'd beat the game. Like, I'm a kid, right? Like, I don't know any better, right? And I was like, oh my god, I did it! And then they go, oh yeah, no, just kidding. 8 more dungeons on top of the 3 you just did. And it's like, holy shit. And then it's like, the world has gone dark and corrupt, and you're in the dark world, and it's got that really cool theme that's like a blend of Song of Storms and, well, I guess what will become Song of Storms, and it's just such a cool, the dark world theme was like imprinted on my brain, and I don't know. That world, I fell in love with that world, and I was constantly exploring and finding new things.
I've never played that one, but, or I haven't finished it. I know. I need to, because I have the Super Nintendo thing on my Switch. There's no reason. Oh, and I have James, the analog pocket.
You got an analog pocket. No excuse.
But the bad thing about that is I can't use save states.
You can if you play the Link to the Past 4 Swords on Game Boy Advance.
Mm. Okay. Maybe I'll have to do that. Thanks.
No problem.
Is the one that came out on 3DS like homage to Link to the Past, or is it like the same game?
I think it's, no, it is not the same game. It is like a sequel, or an unofficial, like a spiritual sequel to A Link to the Past.
It's a link between worlds,
yes,
or whatever.
That is correct.
Right?
And it's like the map is like, not one for one, but it's like all the pieces are in the exact same spot. Like, and it's very like your house is where the blacksmith's house is, or whatever. And like, you start in that, like, that area, and that's actually like one of the fucking really good Zelda games, like, that came out, like, really inspiring. Like oh my god, you can do any dungeon in any order, I think, which inspired Breath of the Wild in some regards, because they're like, hey, let's make a Zelda game. Let's make key items for these dungeons, but, like, you have to, like, get them. I think you had to buy them from, like, the rabbit dude, and, like, then you could go finish the dungeon or something like that, and so, like, you had to do, like, you would do these dungeons in any order and just adventure. I love that game. I thought it was so brilliant what they did with that game.
The Link Between Worlds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I played it once, and then I never finished it, or I didn't finish it, and then I picked it up in the last few years when I bought my 2DS or whatever. It's fantastic, man.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I, like, saw that one through, because it's great. It's definitely in the top five for me, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Angie. Favorite Zelda.
Hot seat.
James, it's funny you mentioned, like, drawing out the maps of the dungeons with the Link to the Past, because it's... I remember my grandma and my aunt... I would go in my grandma had it in her room, and I remember going into her room, and my grandma and my aunt were sitting on my grandma's bed, and they had, like, notebooks just full of, like, maps drawing out everything. Oh, no, this is where we gotta go here, and it was fascinating. They wrote down all the things, and they played that game, like, time and time again. I didn't get that deep into that game at that time. The one I got into the most was Ocarina of Time. That one is my favorite.
So good. It's, you know what, like, I always often mock, like, I have some buddies who are like, the Ocarina of Time's the best Ocarina, but, like, they had a 64, they never had a Super Nintendo, never experienced it, and I always give them a hard time. I always mock them. I'm like, oh no, you have no idea what you're talking about. But it truly is a master. I like, going off Ocarina, I remember playing that game for the first time, and you walk into the first boss room, and there's no boss, and you're like, what the hell's going on here? And you can hear it, you can hear the boss, but then you have to go into, like, because it's the first 3D Zelda they've ever made, and you're like, well, I guess I gotta look around in some regard. So you use, like, the little look around feature, and you look up, and then the eye opens, and it's just like, holy shit, the boss is on the roof. Like, that sort of, like, you could never do that in a 2D game. And then, like, it drops down. Then it's all, like, just typical Zelda stuff, right? You use Zed-Lock, and it's whatever. But
dude, we never had Lock on before.
I know. No, it was...
That was the game that... What a fantastic idea. How did it, like... I mean, this was the beginning of 3D gaming, I guess. So it doesn't... I mean, that's probably part of the reason. But what a, like, fantastic idea. And... like, we still use it to this day.
Yeah.
We use a different button to do it, but, like, and that's the inception of it. I thought that was brilliant at the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people can argue that, like, Z-targeting essentially creates a 2D plane in a third dimension, which is, like, yeah, that's the gist of it. But, like, it makes it easier for anybody to operate in three dimensions when you also have to control a camera, which is not something you have to do in real life, right? So it makes complete sense to have a lock-on system.
Dude, the story of that game, too, was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember just being so sad, like, going back, because I was, what, 16 when that game came out? 15? And I just remember, like, going back and forth, and, like, when you went back in time, like, being so sad about, because it was just depressing. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. everything around you was dilapidated and sad and gone. I don't know. That one's definitely near and dear to my heart as well. So I can't disagree with that one. Did you ever play Majora's Mask, Angie?
I played a little bit of it. I didn't, get too far. I think I got stuck on a part and then I stopped playing.
Oh, yeah.
Is what happened. But that was forever ago. I don't remember. I know I was, like, it looked like what you could say a town square, but I don't know for sure. But I was into it when it came out. Like, I was like, oh, this is exciting. This is awesome. But I just got stuck and I was like, well, I'm just going to stop because I'm frustrated.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
It's a game that I hated when they first announced it and first, like, revealed it. I was like, this is such... There's no Ganon. There's no Triforce. How is this even a Zelda game? Like, there's no Zelda. Like, what? How is this The Legend of Zelda if Zelda's not there? And I remember being so, like, just a child about it, because I was a child. And, but, like, I was, like, so, like, mocking it. And I remember when Wind Waker was coming out, and I think, like, when I pre-ordered it, I got, like, a four-disc, like, a one-disc, it has, like, the original Zelda, Zelda 2, and, Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, all in one game.
The collector.
Yeah. I still have
it. Yeah, because I got that too.
It's so good.
I think
good.
I got it for game, GameCube.
Yes, yeah, it's on GameCube.
I'm pretty sure.
And yeah. I remember, like, that was, like, when I actually sat down to play it. And I was playing through it, and I started to realize, like, oh, this is interesting. Like, oh, this is it. Like, started to piece together all of the stuff of the game, and then I started to realize how brilliant it was, because you're stuck on that 3-day cycle. You start to predict exactly where people are going to be and what they need, and you have to fulfill certain people's stories, and you know that no matter what you do, you're never going to fulfill everything. And so it's like this weird sort of, like, perfect Groundhog Day video game that really works, because you get to understand all these peoples and all, like, over a 3-day period, what these people go through. And these NPCs are operating on a very strict schedule, and you, like, you know where they're going to be at any given moment. It's such a cool concept. And then they give you the book to make it real handy, like, so you can, oh, where are they going to be? Oh, they're going to be here at this day. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a cool, I never got in. That was another one where I threw in the towel very early.
Yeah.
I got really frustrated when the time kept, or the day kept resetting on me before I figured out how to make it not do that.
Yeah.
And then just kind of, like, got frustrated with it. And then I played it a good bit on my 3DS when I got it on that.
Yeah.
And it's still, I can definitely see why people enjoy it so much. But, yeah, to your point, it's not like, it's a, I don't know, it's an one-off that I think is kind of, we don't have many Zelda games like that. Usually, like you said, it follows a rubric, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And
this one kind of went off the rails a good bit.
And I think that's so good. Like, I honestly.
Did you say you enjoyed it, or you didn't?
100%. I like it better than Ocarina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's...
That's blasphemous, but okay.
No, I you know what? The next game I want to talk about...
I said it.
I want to talk about the best 3D Legend of Zelda game, and that's Wind Waker.
Well, yeah, we can segue that way, because
I never played that one.
Oh my god, Andy, you don't know?
I played a demo of it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is cool, but I never actually, like, got the game.
Oh my god, it's just so beautiful and timeless, and, like, everything is so good about that game.
It is, dude, it is timeless. Like, you can go play that game right now, and it'll play and look as good as it did the day that it came out.
Yeah.
Because of the cel shading art.
Oh, it's so good.
It's easily my favorite.
Oh.
It's not even close.
It's, I fucking love that game so much. I remember when I first got it. I was grounded for whatever reason, but I bought the game myself. It was my birthday present to myself, and I don't know how I got grounded. And my parents took away my GameCube controllers, and I remember saying, like, "Why? They can't stop me." So I went to. At first, I would just sit, like in my the attic upstairs where my parents had my GameCube, and I would just have it on the TV, playing that intro over and over while I did other things, like built Lego or drew stuff or whatever. And then, just as in spite, then one day after school, I was like, what am I doing? And I just went to the video rental place, and I was like, do you have a GameCube controller I could rent? And I rented a GameCube controller for a week so I could play that game until my parents gave me my controllers back.
Nice. Did your parents ever find out that you did that?
Went to the...
No.
Yeah, they don't...
Nice.
It was so good.
I love doing stuff like that and then telling your parents 20 years later.
Yeah.
That's, like, one of my favorite things about getting older.
Yeah.
It's being like, oh, yeah, guess what I did. yeah, man, that game is something else. I think it's the first one that I can remember that has, like, the idea where you get on a boat and, like, that's how you traverse the land rather than a horse, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? The boat was such a good character. Best, like, assistant character in, like, a 3D Zelda game.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, we had Navi in, like, Ocarina, and what is it, Tattle or something like that in
Majora's Mask?
Hey, listen, yeah. And then we, like, then we went to the boat. The boat, which was non-intrusive, just occasionally, like, it would, like, chime in, like, hey, right? And then, like, you go, okay, you gotta listen to him. But it's very, like, seldom. It hardly comes up. Maybe, like, once a dungeon or something like that, right? But then we went to Midna, which was, like, basically she would just tell you how to do everything. And I was like, whatever. Like, okay, I get it, right? And then Skyward Sword with the absolute worst, with Fee, who literally would interrupt every 2 seconds to tell you exactly. Like, you enter a room, and she's like, bing, 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 and, like, would pop out. Like, you can't even stop her. And she just, like, starts telling you, this is how you do this puzzle. It's like, I didn't even get to look at the room. Like, I guess, thank you. I guess that's how I'm going to do it now. And, like, I would get so angry at that game. Or she would also pop out to tell you that you just picked up a rupee, and it's blue, so it's worth 5 rupees. And you're like, I know. I was literally playing 5 minutes ago. You told me the same thing, so... Oh, fuck. But King of Red Lions...
Did they make that one better? Apparently, did they make that one better on the
I heard Switch a rumor version? That the Switch version, they toned down Fee's interruptions, so...
Gotcha. Because I always liked Skyward Sword.
I did, too. With
call me weird, but as a 27 or 8-year-old man at the time, like, the idea of having the one-to-one remotes...
Yeah.
You use one as your shield and one as your sword... And how that actually worked when you moved your sword, it moved one-to-one.
Yeah.
I was like, this is, I mean, when you're growing up as a kid, like, this is what you fantasize about doing is being Link.
Mm-hmm.
And it finally becomes a reality when you're a 28-year-old man.
Yeah. Well, that was what they did, they tried to do with Twilight Princess, right? Because they released Twilight Princess, which is technically a GameCube game, but they ported it. For the release of the Wii, like all they did was like, oh, we got to make Link right-handed because more people are right-handed. So like they just mirrored the game world, so Link was right-handed, so he would match the people with their Wiimotes. And then they're like, oh, and like, but like all you do is like flick, and he would start swinging his sword in a preset manner.
Yeah.
Whereas Skyward Sword, you could like literally do like he would like mirror. Where the Wiimote was pointing, right? And it was just really cool.
Yeah. What was your next topic, James?
Oh, shit. Like, that's, like, I don't know. We've been kind of talking about it the whole time, right? Like, I've been, what's your most beloved memory with the franchise? What keeps bringing you back?
I think it's because I have those. Like, I know played Ocarina of Time with my brother. Like, he and I would play it every night, and my brother's like 10 years older than me, but he was in our house at that time, and we literally would just sit there every night from like 6 o'clock till like 10 o'clock playing Ocarina of Time. And like, since we were 10 years apart, like we like bonded over it. So it's that always has like a positive memory, or shoots a positive memory in my brain. And I do like the game. I like the dungeons. I like the fact that you get new things. It's kind of like Castlevania or Metroid, man. Like, you go to these places and you're like, I can't get up there because I need, like, a hookshot. And now we know that. But back in the day, you know, you didn't know what you needed. Like, that was the adventure, is you were finding out what you needed as you went along your way. But you didn't always start with what you needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's cool. And I like the Triforce. I like the idea of, like, whatever, every person has a different idea of what those three things are.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, there's probably a right reason, but, or a right, what it actually is, I'm sure. Do you actually know what that is?
What do you mean?
Wisdom, like the Triforce.
Wisdom,
is it
power,
like wisdom, power,
courage.
Truth, or something like that?
Courage. Yeah. Link is courage,
but
power is Ganon, and wisdom is Zelda. But I think it would be cool to see a bit of a deviation on that. Like, wouldn't it be cool to see, like, the roles kind of get reversed in a game?
Like, what do you mean?
Like,
oh, maybe, yeah, like,
maybe a different character has the Triforce. I know it's, like, written in the... I hate the Zelda timeline for that one reason, is they kind of ruined the fact that each game can be its own separate thing, and it doesn't have to be connected outside of, like, the conventions of having a Link and a Zelda and a Ganon. But, like, I don't know. It just, because it's tied everything together now in some jerry-rigged manner that, like, really loose, because it was all retconned. But having, like, maybe Link have the Triforce of Power in one game. Like, I would love to see a game where Link has the Triforce of Power. Or even...
So then would he be the bad guy, or would he just have the...
Maybe he wouldn't be the bad guy. Maybe the bad guy would be the one who has wisdom, but kind of, like, is wise enough to see, like, a downfall of society and decides that the only way to, like, to fix things is to completely destroy everything or whatever. Like
Avengers Infinity War?
Yeah, something like that, right? Like, the wisdom... Just because you're wise doesn't mean you're going to use that wisdom for good, right? Just because you're powerful doesn't mean you're going to use that power for good. Just because you're courageous... I don't know, I can't see a negative side of courageous, but you know what I mean? Like, that. I would love to see a twist on that. Like, a twist on the conventions of it. And this is what I've been like... Tears of the Kingdom has got me really interested. I was really hoping that Link was going to be, like, Ganon or something like that, or he has the... Ganon is in that arm that's all corrupted, but it does seem like Ganondorf is coming back, so less likely.
Yeah. He always comes back.
What the heck?
Never goes away for good.
Yeah. I don't know. How about you, Angie? What is some of your favorite memories?
I like the little things that come, besides the game itself, I like the little things that were in the games that made it fun. So, like in Ocarina of Time, you were able to go fishing, like actual fishing, and you, like, could get a big honking fish, and that's what you're, like, looking for. You're like, oh, I see that motherfucker, I'm gonna get him.
Get the lunker.
You cast your line, you know.
Yeah.
I want fishing. I don't want to throw bombs in a pond and try to, like, get fish anymore and have to swim to go get the fish. I just want to go fish.
Yeah.
Reel them in.
I hope it has that. I feel like it will. I don't know. I think that's a good call, Angie. They always put those cool mini games in there.
Yeah, it's just the little things that I like about the games that just make the game fun and wholesome.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, the powers throughout the games that they had... What one of those powers would be your favorite power?
Oh. Like, are we talking power, or are we talking, like, items that you found in dungeons and stuff?
Like, power. Okay. Like, you know, Din's Fire you could get in Ocarina, for example. So, like, which of those powers would you prefer? Or that was most helpful, that you liked the best?
Okay. You know what? I always liked, I know this goes back to my, like, one of my favorite, I always liked the Quake medallion from A Link to the Past, which just caused a giant earthquake on the screen, but why I liked it is because any enemies that are on the ground would turn into, like jelly creatures afterwards, just because, like, I don't know, they're all shook up, and they become jello monsters. And I just always thought, as a kid, I thought that was just so funny. But that would be my go-to. I also love the animation of Link just hopping up in the air and then slamming down to create a giant earthquake.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. That is a good one.
I mean, I think that's what makes all of them special also, is they all have their little... I mean, it's kind of gimmicky, too, but they all have, like... Ocarina of Time, you use the ocarina to do whatever it is, like turn back time, travel, whatever.
Yep.
What's the Minish Cap, the one I just played on my analog pocket, which is a good Zelda game. Like, you have the ability to turn small, which I think could come in handy from time to time.
Yeah.
Either that or walking and using, being able to stick yourself to the wall and then walk around, you know what I mean?
Like two-dimension, yeah.
Yeah, like in Link Between Worlds. Yeah. That would be cool. Also a great way to hide or scare the shit out of somebody. Like, just imagine being able to hide inside the wall.
Just suddenly like, become like
a... John? And you're like, bah!
It is I, the two-dimensional painting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you guys got any other... We're almost at, like, an hour here, and I thought we could do some special Zelda trivia.
Okay, sounds good. Let's
Does that sound
it.
Like
you
a good idea?
The trivia?
Zelda trivia.
Yeah.
Are you,
ready?
Got
it? Yeah, let's do it. Throw it up. No.
Despite the concerns of Nintendo management, The Legend of Zelda met with some success. Met with success when it was released in 1986. In order to defeat the final boss Ganon, Link had to strike him with what?
Oh,
a silver arrow,
yeah.
His magic sword, his ocarina, or a magic spell?
Silver arrow.
Did you know that one, Andy?
I missed your first part of the question.
Despite the concerns of Nintendo management, The
That's
Legend
all good.
Of Zelda...
I know the answer now. Silver arrow. Boom.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Crushed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I never beat the first one, James. Did you beat the first one?
Multiple times. I usually, when I beat the first one, I do a subsequent immediate run afterwards and beat it again and see how fast I can do it. Like, never, not speedrunner strats or anything like that. Just see how fast I can get through it. But I remember being at a buddy's place and we were all hungover from, like, having... I don't know what we were doing. We were having drinks the night before.
From drinking too much?
Yeah, that's probably why we were hungover. But we were all hungover, and I just had my Switch, and it had Zelda on it. So I just turned on the original Zelda, and I proceeded to spend the afternoon beating the game. And I remember him turning around looking at me like, I don't think I've ever seen anybody beat this game before.
I know, like, I haven't either.
I was like, oh, really? But yeah, no, I mean, I told you, when I was a kid, I play that game all the time. So, yeah, no, that was my
Crazy.
First Zelda. I can beat it.
Yeah, that one's a challenge, man, for sure.
It
not
is.
Just, I don't, 8-bit yeah. gaming was not my jam, dude. 16-bit is where I come in as, like, this is acceptable. I know, I'm not saying that's right, I'm just saying, like, I just can't appreciate 8-bit gaming anymore.
Yeah.
Which 1986 Nintendo game is set in the fantasy land of Hyrule and centers on a boy named Link?
I don't know. This is actually really hard.
I got nothing.
Mario?
Just for the record, I didn't read these before I selected
them. Yeah, this is very apparent.
But we gotta have the easy ones in there, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That you guys feel good about yourself. Yeah. In The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, what is the name of the fairy companion that accompanies Link voicing the iconic catchphrase, "Hey, listen!"
You literally just said it, James.
I know.
Not
yeah,
me.
It's not
now
me.
Say it again. Oh, okay.
A harder one. What is the one from Majora's Mask? I think it was Tattle, but there was the two of them was like Tattle and Tail, I think. The purple and the yellow
really?
One. So I think it's Tattle is the one you get stuck with, and the Skull Kid gets Tail.
Man, I don't remember that game at all. I definitely finished it, but it's...
You are correct.
Am I?
Yep.
Oh.
Nailed it.
First try.
In The Legend of Zelda, the Ocarina of Time, the final boss fight is against which character? A. Goron. A. B. Valdo. C. Ganondorf. D. Ganon.
Ganon.
Yeah. No, it's Ganondorf.
No.
No, it's Ganon.
Ganon.
It goes
yeah.
to Dark Ganon.
Yeah. Does it go Ganondorf and then Ganon?
Yes. You fight Ganondorf.
Yeah.
You play tennis with him at the top of the tower, and then he turns
into
Ganon.
Oh, I love that.
Destroys
that is
the
one of my favorite mechanics in a game. When it gets faster as you go back and forth. Yet another sweet thing I never experienced in anything, or I was first in my mind of a Zelda.
Yeah.
I remember being just super terrified when you have to fight him. It just looks so dark and ominous.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I have to go up here.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't make such a good cinematic sequence of that too. Like, it was so, it looked so badass when you were fighting Pig Ganon afterwards. Like, which is, like, he's typically blue with a red cape in, like, past games, and, like, he is, like, literally looks the most terrifying thing, and he's got, like, those giant, like, sighs or whatever.
He's ready for a war, but against Link, he's, like, this big, like, super tiny, and he's just this tall guy, and he's like, I have to fight you. Great, cool.
Right on. Well, that's all the Zelda trivia I have for you folks for today.
Fair enough.
Lame.
And I think we'll call it a day. But we'll get this episode out, hopefully, on the day that Tears of the Kingdom. That's going to be hard for me. Even though it doesn't, Tears of the Kingdom doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Wilder Breath.
Stuck in my just brain.
Wilder Breath.
Yeah.
Save yourself.
B-O-T-W-2. you can follow us at MN Gamers Podcast. Email us, podcast@mostnormalgamers.com. Go sign up for our newsletter at mngamers.substack.com. Send us a text or voicemail to 507-291-2991. And then video on demand on our YouTube channel, Mostly Normal Gamers. And then twitch.tv/mostlynormalgamers if you want to watch us on Twitch. We should start, like, I mean, it would be smart if we told people we were doing that before we did it.
You know
maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe.
It's something I should look into.
If you subscribe, you can be notified when we go live.
Click that button.
No, sorry, not subscribe. You just have to follow. Sorry, subscribing. Don't worry about subscribing. Just hit follow. Yeah.
Yeah, or subscribe. I don't know what that means either.
That means we get money, but we have to be affiliated in order to start making money doing it. And you have to stream a lot more.
Okay.
Maybe by season 10 we'll get there.
We haven't even started season 4 yet. Yeah. So.
Yes. Anyway, you can find me at Johnny Samsonite on Twitter. Angie, where can people find you?
At Stellar Smalls.
Thank you. James?
At Buttlord Primus. And you can you can watch me play video games pretty poorly at BLP Entertainment on Twitch.
I'm sorry. It gets me every time. I don't know why.
James, tell people when you stream.
So I have this air of maturity about me, and then I come in with my handle, which is, like, written by a 5-year-old.
Well, then you emphasize the butt. You're like, butt, Lord Primus.
Because there's two T's. I really got to emphasize. I don't want people to think I'm, like, saying, like...
But Lord.
Yeah. Somebody's app saying. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. What is the usage of butt? What is that called? Is that in, like, the English language, what is it? A
pejorative?
Yeah, is that what it is?
I don't know.
Wow. Well, you sounded really smart.
You mean like a bad word?
No. Like, just B-U-T. When you use that in a standard sentence, what is that, like...
I said in... Grammatically, like,
yeah,
what
grammatically,
is it called?
What is it called? Because, like, yeah, it gets...
Okay, we're getting too far into this. It's just funny. You got butt in your name.
I got butt in my name.
It's just butt.
It would have been funny had you, like, meant it as butt lord, like then didn't catch it until after the fact. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you can catch James doing that. You can catch Chris at BG Occasion on Twitter. And then, I don't think James mentioned it, but he streams on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7?
Pacific time? 7 Pacific time on Mondays, 8 o'clock Pacific time on Wednesdays.
Cool. So you can check him out right after this. You can come listen to our show.
Yeah.
And then hang out for a little bit, and then go watch James. Yeah. Anyway. And also, give us a 5-star review and recommend us to a friend that likes video games if you want. That'd be cool, too. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, stop your audible.
Audible, stop.
And then on my mark, 3, 2, 1. Okay. No, you can. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can hit record. I'll line up. Yeah. Ready? Are you recording? Okay, record. And then just leave it.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Angie, you didn't clap.
I didn't know you were serious about it.
Yes. So now we have to do it again. Ready? 3. Yeah.
Wait, are we clapping two, or snapping? Because I heard a snap.
Clap.
I don't know.
You have to snap right into the microphone. Because it's got to be loud. It's got to create this, like, huge wave form so that I can tell, like, where we all clapped. That's how I line up the time. So I prefer you clap.
John is very picky with his Audacity files.
Are we ready, Angie? Do you need to stretch or anything? 3, 2, 1.
Beautiful.
Yep. We'll get it figured out.